Priya and or the story one, showing that how, hope I can be heard, standing by a gas station, fine big cars coming one after another, gleaming, steaming gasoline cars, diesel cars. Yeah, good. Fine, expensive car. And then, oops, something is going on. Don't you see it? They may be sitting there talking. Someone comes up to the guy and tells him. And then look into the future. Gasoline costs skyrocketing. War here and there. Global North, Global South, and Global South is where all the oil comes from. And where they, and so then we're going to need to go to electric cars. Well, Global South is where all the electric cars come from. But we make our own, yes. They're like 3 times more expensive and worse quality. Good luck. Be happy. So, and then this man stands there in front of the gas station, which is now basically closed, or the prices are incredibly high for gasoline, making it completely unworth it just for rich people. I mean, and then we're back in the now. Maybe Arpeggio sitting there talking to his classmate. Yeah, I mean, that's the thing. It's not that difficult once you gather the actual facts to make little predictions like this. Now, whether they are right or wrong, time will tell. But as the famous global lone sailor Sven E. Rind said, when the storm clouds gather in the horizon, I prepare my boat, myself. And then when I'm prepared, the storm can come and I can handle it. And if not, then so much better. So yeah. I think we got to think a bit like Mr. Irvind. We could visit him, by the way.